Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome back to this week's discussion on why the Federal Reserve Bank has been a consistent failure ever since it was created 110 years ago, has performed more poorly than the private sector system it replaced, and will always continue to fail. Today, let me share with you a real-life example of what I mean. Over 40 years, John Allison rose to be the chairman and CEO of the highly successful BB&T Bank. During these four decades, he never witnessed a single instance where federal regulators identified a significant bank failure in advance. He said this 100% failure rate occurred because, although regulators claim to be working for the public good, they really are working for the regulatory good, which rarely coincides with the public good. Rather than paying attention to the safety and soundness of banks, regulators focus on fair lending, the Privacy Act, Sarbanes-Oxley, the Patriot Act, and the Dodd-Frank Act. There are multiple areas in these laws that are in conflict with each other, making it possible for regulators to pick and choose which ones they enforce. Allison said that the Great Recession was brought on by regulators who suspended the rule of law. In September 2008, regulators decided to pay the uninsured depositors of Washington Mutual in full, which devastated the bank's bondholders and led to the collapse of bank capital markets. Federal Reserve regulators use mathematical modeling, which has been used by every major bank that has failed over the past 15 years. When the feds imposed these models on BB&T Bank, it increased the bank's cost and reduced their ability to make loans to customers. American bank personnel costs are now about 25% devoted to regulatory compliance instead of greater customer service. These costs also reduce bank capital reserves, making more bank failures inevitable. Allison's solution is to return to the safer private solutions that existed before the Fed was created. Next Friday, I will continue to detail how the Federal Reserve was structured to fail, not matching what the private sector did before it was created. That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.